This is Capital Access. I'm Ann Maria Wadd, in for Sue Lincoln.
The expansion of Medicaid needs to occur.
That's House Speaker Chuck Cleckley. But wait, wait, wait. This can't be right. In the 2010 legislative session, Governor Jindal signed into law a largely symbolic bill declaring all Louisianians free from, quote, governmental intrusion in choosing or declining to choose any mode of securing health insurance coverage, end quote. That was shortly after the Federal Affordable Care Act was passed, and 31 Republican lawmakers, including Cleckley, co-authored the measure. Fast forward to today. Cleckley pushed the resolution allowing Louisiana's next governor to pay for Medicaid expansion. Both houses approved, and the governor has no say.
And let me be clear, this resolution does not expand Medicaid, and it does not make it easier to expand Medicaid.
Cleckley's resolution opens the door. If the next governor wants to expand Medicaid, the state match for federal funds would be ponied up by the hospital association. Does this baby step towards expanding Medicaid signify a change of heart for the legislature? Yes and no. Prior to the resolution's final passage, Democratic Senator Karen Peterson called out the body's previous resistance to the Affordable Care Act.
Hold your nose, close your eyes, try to forget for just 10 seconds what and who you're voting for, that thing, that three-letter word, or is it a longer word that I can't say at the mic because the hospital association would go nuts if I said it?
All four major candidates for governor have said that they're open to considering Medicaid expansion. For Capital Access, I'm Ann Maria Wadd.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.